Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Robert De Niro.
Whoa, he's moody.
He's a 5-2 manifester on the left angle cross of revolution. In the quarter of duality, he's a sixth color, right fixed, split definition. He's got a conscious 63-4, with that 4 also unconscious. And then he's got a conscious 33-13, a conscious 31-7, that the 31's also unconscious. And then he has this electromagnetic 12-22.
Yep. No, just looking at his chart, this is not an easy person to get on with. You know, because you know this logic, but this revolution, these practical ideas, these you know I left at the 12th gate, second line, withdrawal, maintaining a pure state, rigor, manifester. And
Emotional manifester.
right, very lots of heat around him. When you think of his movie roles, I mean, I can remember Taxi and Raging Bull, and you know these things that there's just this character. And what's interesting looking at his design, because then it's like, oh yes, he is kind of. You see him on, he rarely does any kind of talk show or something. No interview,
No,
no.
he said I just had to decide early whether I was going to be an actor or a personality, and that he did interviews right in the beginning. And he's like, "What does it matter what my hobbies are or any of this stuff about me? It's got nothing to do with it." And he shut the door at that point, which, for a manifester like himself is the right thing to do anyway.
Oh yeah, no, but it's like, this is, look at that South Node, 13-3 pessimism. You know that you talk about somebody with what, eight third lines.
He's got 9 second lines though, and
Yeah.
he's a 5-2. I mean, you don't see very many of these 5-2s, and so I find that to be really interesting that he's somebody that he was definitely called to acting. He played, the Cowardly Lion when he was 10 years old in the school play. He quit high school when he was 16 to pursue acting. He studied, with Stella Adler. He studied with Strasberg. I mean, he is an actor that's really studied, no paper tiger here,
Right.
right? And I think, being a fifth line, he's called so many other people to acting. I mean, I bet if we
Right.
went through so many actors, they say, "Oh, I was so inspired by
Oh
De Niro,"
yeah.
right?
No, to say with the 5-2, he has to really be called to the role. You know, seduced, you know, it's
Right.
that it's seduction, but this is a guy that has to call himself and
Well, he says, "My main interest has always been the movies, making them, directing them, being involved. I have never lost my passion for that." And I think that's what we can see, is
Right.
that this is somebody that has to do something that he's passionate about. And he lucked out. He found it very early in life at 10, very
Right.
nice, right? And has pursued it ever since. He's 67 years old. I mean, this
Oh
is a
yeah,
long
no, the
career.
quality of voice he has with the 12-22, but the 22 is sixth line, nonconformist expression. And when you think about how he uses his voice, whether it was the role, you know, now the Fockers, this comedy movie, which basically comes up with his timing. You know, that 16-3, I was thinking when you were talking, independence, timing. You know, it's about the timing of your rhythm and stuff like that, and what he was going to do, what he wasn't going to do, how private he is.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
It's interesting. He lives in New York. I mean, he says he goes to LA only when they pay him, basically. But that he lives in New York. He thinks New York is the greatest city. But he talks about the fact that as an actor, it is so important to be able to observe people, that that's the only way that it really
Right.
works. And that in New York, he can go out. He does go out to restaurants. He goes
Right.
out so he can sit and watch the people, which I think is also very interesting with this. This
1333.
1333. I mean, we talk about these actors and the great actors,
Right.
and he's actually in the list, and he's more unusual because he doesn't have this open G. He has a very defined
Yes,
G,
very
right?
conscious, and this is a conscious
Unconscious.
person. That's 63-4, conscious. 31-7, alpha conscious, 33-13 conscious. So this is a guy with a very definite identity, And I think interesting that that eighth gate, second line, I think he has it twice.
He does. Conscious
but that's really about this unique expression of the identity, you know, which is not the main theme of what he does. But here he is taking it in, taking it in. But that, along with the 1222, gives him this unique communication.
But I think also this whole business with his method acting and his studying and staying, you know, in the part, the things that he does, like, you know, gaining the weight. Like for Cape Fear, he actually spent all this money to mess up his teeth, right? That then he had to spend $20,000 after the movie to, like, get his teeth back. This kind of effort, though, I think, you know, that he's so good at observing the other, you know, and then putting himself into that role, staying in that role. I mean, he talked about that, I don't know, one of these movies early on, he stayed in the grave during lunch, right? Because he had to stay in character. But the longer that he's done this, and he's obviously been doing it for a long time, that now he has this ability to relax and have this confidence that he can be that character, you know, and he doesn't have to stay in the grave over lunch, right?
No, but, you know, this is a person who would need a method because he doesn't take on the identity of the character.
He observes that identity. And then, you know, and it's interesting, he's a manifester, right? This ability to manifest that identity, right? Because the other thing that we've seen in a lot of these actors is they have the really good ones, right? They have the 3955 or they have the 1222. This whole kind of stream of emoting, the passion that's there comes out on the screen.
Yeah, no, right? And you know, that's the only definition he has that isn't conscious.
Right.
That 22nd gate.
Mm-hmm.
So the, you know, it's almost like you see him, roles that he plays, there's a menace to him. You know, this 49th
He's a manifester.
Gate. Yes, yes, that's what I mean. You know, and with that 49th gate of revolution, you know, and...
Well, you know, this is also part of his... his own recognition, I think, especially at this transpersonal level, that he was really being, you know, pegged as this gangster, tough guy.
Right.
It's one of the reasons that, you know, he expanded these roles. I mean, that he's doing the Little Fockers is like the current one, this comedy, right?
Right.
And actually, when you look at all the different things that he's done, there is definitely, you know, a lot of cop movies, you know, tough guy kind of movies,
Goodfellas,
right?
And,
that,
you know, that's what he's known for. But it's these dark characters that, but there's a lot of heat around them. There's a lot of passion in them, you know. And, of course, with the 1222, it's about you feel this passion, this heat, this energy coming from. He's a manifester, yes. And that sense of leadership, you know, with the alpha.
Well, I think also, you know, all of these third lines, because, you know, where he really got the break. I mean, he tried out for all these different parts for The Godfather, and he didn't get any of them, right? It was only later that who did The Godfather?
Scorsese.
I thought it was Scorsese.
No, no. It was,
well, whoever it was.
Coppola.
He later, as he's, you know, doing the movie, he realizes he needs this young Don Corleone, and so he actually remembered De Niro trying out, and that's how he got that part. Talk about third line, you know, bumping into something. And, you know, that's one of the Oscars that he won was for that role.
No, he has a real knack. I mean, with 9 second lines, you know, and that 46 gate, you know, now it's the prima donna in the design.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't, that's what I meant about it. He's not just an easy person, you know. Fortunately, he's got the talent, but it's also a practical approach to it, being in the right place at the right time.
Well, and he talks about that he's not difficult on the set. That if he has troubles with a director, he really works through the thing. It's not the place to, you know, work out your father issues, right?
Oh, this is not a petty person,
you know,
we're looking at here.
So, and again, you know, I think, as a prima donna, what always works the best is that you prove it through your work. And that's one of the other things he talks about, is that just do it. Don't talk about it, right? A manifester, right? It's like, let's not talk this
thing
away.
Easy for him to say.
Just do it, right?
Right. No, this is a serious person
oh,
here.
Yes, this is definitely somebody
you know,
that's serious.
And so anyway, and Teresa, we're just about out of time, but Robert De Niro. I'm amazed we haven't done him before, really, over the years that we've been
Well,
doing
you know,
these
I think,
shows.
but well, I think that's one of the things about him. He runs such a low profile. I mean, one of the reasons we thought of him was because they gave him that Lifetime Achievement
Right.
Award, you know, at the Golden Globes, and you start to see all of these movies, and you think, oh yeah, De Niro. But it's like he's not in the tabloids. He's not up
Right.
there. He's not a personality. He really is a great actor.
Yeah.
So,
Well, Teresa, I think you should just say good night.
good night, Teresa.